Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 Bacon Bundle. Because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the Bacon Cheese Slider, 1921 Bacon Cheese Slider, or Chicken Bacon Ranch Slider. And also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 Bacon Bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Looking for some amazing TV to stream? Indulge yourself with the hits on Hulu you can't miss. Dive in with Barney, Ted, Robin, and the gang on How I Met Your Mother. All 9 seasons are now streaming on Hulu. Then you can move to Modern Family, Schitt's Creek, and My Wife and Kids. We're talking every episode and every season of these shows. We're talking huge hits, streaming on Hulu whenever you're in the mood. Now we're talking.
The Bully and the Beast Podcast.
Bully and the Beast Podcast. We was already taking it back down memory lane, so we just gonna catch y'all up real quick and all that good stuff. I'm L'Oreal.
It's your boy Wax.
And then we also got our boy Biscuit. It's Biscuit on Instagram and all that good stuff.
Yeah, and I'm so happy to be here, man. I can't even stop smiling.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I feel like you might have gone Hollywood right now, because look, you outside with the clouds and shit. You got your shades on, like
he's outside.
Nah, listen, I'm literally at the car wash right now. Me and my man,
he getting his car wash. He got a car.
He got back to back.
He got back to back.
740s.
Let me hold something.
He got it.
But you ain't got no service on your phone though.
No. Guess what? You jinxed that, because now wifey trying to call me.
That's what that was.
Yo, Stan, do me a favor. Tell wifey I'm doing a Zoom right now. I don't know what the hell she bothering me for.
Well, you better check in.
I talk like that when mine ain't around too. But I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, she's the real bully though.
What you trying to say? I'm not a bully.
Well,
I'll let her share the title. How about that?
All right. Well, you at the real bully. She's at the bully too.
So she be bullying you?
Oh, OD.
I feel like, do y'all like women that could bully y'all, or is that necessary to have somebody that could keep you straight in a relationship?
Yeah, honestly, my wife gets all the credit, because it's like at times I always feel like I'm right. I'm a Sag, you know? And I'm I feel like I'm always right. Okay. But after taking L after L after L after L and then reflecting, especially during the pandemic, where it's like now outside is shut down and I've really got to be in the crib, and now I'm really watching wifey operate on a daily basis, which I'm always home, but not as much, you know what I'm saying? So now when I just see all the things she do, I'm like, damn, you a beast, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
bless.
But it's like, you know, sometimes you know already, but when you see it like up close and personal, and then when basically like when she leave a crib, like, yo, I'll be right back. Now I got the kids. I'll be like, yo, wait, hold up. I'll be FaceTiming her like, yo, when you coming back?
Yeah, what are you doing? How do you do this?
And how many kids you got?
She like, nigga, you be leaving for 4 days and I leave for 2 hours and you crying.
And you going crazy,
going
right?
Crazy, bro.
I be going crazy. I don't know everything. Soon as she leave a crib, the Wi-Fi don't work.
Everything.
The toilet don't work. I'm like, yo, I don't know what to do in the crib.
How many kids you got?
I feel like you just had mad
out of nowhere, like mad kids.
Nah, I got 3. I'm blessed, you know.
That's a lot.
Blessing.
I have 8. My oldest son is 8. My youngest son is 4. And my daughter's 2.
Wow. God bless you.
Right. Ooh, that's a handful right there.
Right after my daughter, the tubes was tied immediately.
Lies, for real?
You got your blessings. Yeah. You got his blessings. That's great.
We had two boys and a girl.
What you going to do, Wax?
Shit, I'm trying to do the exact same thing. Get 2 boys and a girl. I got 2 boys. It's my second boy. I'm looking for a girl. I will be a little upset if I like the next one be a boy. I'm like, all right, Lord. You know what I'm saying?
I need my girl. I felt the same way. And then, you know, we rolled the dice again. And, you know, thank God it was a girl, because I can't roll the dice out. You know, I wouldn't have been able to roll them again.
You got to get your girl, though. You got to get your girl.
Yo, it's expensive. You heard me? Like, I can't even have goldfish in the crib right now. It's just the 3 kids, wifey, you know what I mean? And me outside trying to figure it out. You hear me, Wax?
You already know, man. Yo, yeah, what's up, man? You already know I wear the Timbs and stuff. You ain't never hollering at me with the Timbs. I'm seeing them out there. I know you'd be seeing the tags. We'd be always tagging you like, yo, Wax got the Timbs. What you talking about?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie. I don't really see as much as I would like to because I'm the biggest blogger in the world and I get tagged. I get tagged in stuff that I have nothing to do with, like Peace. Anybody's mixtape, anybody's album, anybody's skits, anybody's. I mean, sometimes I gotta ask people, like, yo, why'd you tag me in it though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so I feel like you got a lot of jobs, right? So you a host, you're the biggest blogger in the world. You're a designer. Right. Yeah. So just in case some people don't know what y'all talking about when you talk about the Timbs, you are actually the designer of the Timbs sandal. Now, the construct sandal, what do you call it?
I call them Timbs. You know, I did the open toe Timbs, you know, because it was just, yo, I ain't gonna lie, I be bored sometimes. You feel me? So I'm in the crib and I'm dead. Like, yo, I'm laughing at people that be wearing sandals. Cause I'm like, yo, it's like, I can't really wear, like not having your toes out.
You bugging, fam. You hear me? I hear you. Go ahead.
You be having your toes out now. Shut up. Like, you with your toes out. We seen it the other episode. You had on sandals, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Let's go, babe. Sandals? Yes.
And not the thongs and nothing like that.
Were sandals. Your toes was out. So please.
Nah, you bugged. Come on.
Yo, please send me that picture, please.
Nah.
But yo, the funny part about it is, I didn't even realize when I was doing it that how many people was jacking it. Like, soon as I did it on some, you know, funny shit, just being bored. Jeez. I posted a picture. You know, I knew it was gonna go. I didn't know like Snoop Dogg and everybody was gonna post it, World Star and all that. But when I posted it, mad people was DMing me like, yo. Yo, I want to get a pair. Like, where'd you get them from? And I'm like, yo, I feel. So, you know, I've been, you know, because I go viral and I do so much, it's like people come for me and try to sue me. So I always wanted to, like, start designing for, like, a Timberland, a Nike, or whatever. So I always felt like, you know, they see my videos, too. I figured they would already holler at me at this point, but you know, it's all good. You know what I mean?
Shut the fuck up.
I'm dead serious.
Why not? The biggest blogger. Why wouldn't they want to be in business with him?
I do want to see how difficult was it for you to take that steel toe out of the boot, though? Like, how did you do that? What's the process? No, you can't give it away, matter of fact.
Yeah, they're going to
try to. Then everybody going to be doing it.
Knife work.
Blade on the hip.
But yeah, man. But I do have. I'm working on my own shoe and my own slides. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Nike, they took my design. They did like Air Force slides. Like they cut the back out. And again, a lot of people was laughing in the beginning. But you know when they see that these brands actually take my design and take my shit and actually put it out, now they like, wait, hold up. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Right. But, so you was just being funny initially, and then you was like, hold on, I'm on to something here.
Literally tears out my eyes before I could even post a picture, because it's just like, who cuts a Timberland? And this ain't like some old joints that I had in the garage.
Those was fresh.
Fresh out the box, 200 plus tax.
Already.
You know what I'm saying?
So we was going to get Wax some, but we can't afford it.
Yeah, it was too much. It was
not
too
for
much
him.
For us.
No, Wax, I got you. I got you, Wax. I got you.
Yes,
I got
sir.
You. So
just
now,
get ready for them comments, though, when you get them.
I'm telling you, they already been coming at me. So it's like, yo, send them on. I'm like, yo, I ain't holler at your boy.
Let's are they it. Meant to be worn with right, or well, without socks? That. With or without?
Nah, you can't. Nah, gotta be without socks.
Fams.
Wax, what you gonna do now?
Listen, men don't have toes. We just got feet. And that's how I look at it. You ain't supposed to be out here because you know people go look down at the toes. Every time you see a girl, you look down, you have to check out the toe work. I ain't got time for people looking down at me and trying to look like at my toe work. I ain't got time for that shit. That shit ain't happening.
Anyway, now you got a record out. So what made you decide to do that? Because was you doing music before or was this just you like, fuck it, I got a platform, let's go.
Nah, so what happened, see, again, with me, like, and a lot of people, I guess, are starting to recognize it now. It's like, I'm really not out here trying to like force nothing. You know what I'm trying to say? Like I could have easily been in the studio, even back when I was with Chinks and French every day. I could have been said, yo, let me get a verse. Let me put a hook on it. You know, and I was doing stuff like that, but, you know, not really putting it out. Like, I'm not the type of guy to be in the studio with artists and then like not contributing to like, you know, the vibe. Like, I pick beats. I do placements. I book artists. Mm-hmm. I do all of these things. But, you know, I'm not posting what I'm doing. Not like that. Cause it ain't for me to post. You know what I'm saying? So I spent a lot of, I was blessed to be in the studio with Jada and Styles back in the day when they did like one of their in and outs and they kicked everybody out the room, turned off the lights. And I'm just sitting in there like, oh shit. like wild goosebumps. Cause that's the locks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
respect.
You know, and again, I'm a student of the game. So I always pay attention and take notes. So, you know, how the music came about, you know, I got the character Uncle Biz and I wear stuff like Uncle Biz is stuck in 02.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's not going to 03. He's not going to 01. He's listening.
He got the Pele jackets and all that good stuff.
All day stuck.
And Uncle Biz wear Tim's during the summer. Like he ain't backing them out in the winter.
Bro, Uncle Wax.
Early.
Salute.
Early.
So as the character Uncle Biz, I was going viral mixing Henny with Hypnotic and being on a treadmill with the Pele on, the LRG size 40, you feel me, Wax?
Yeah. So,
I always felt like Uncle Biz needed like a theme song. You know what I mean? Cause anytime I walk anywhere, people always pulling out their phones, whether they know what's going on or not. Cause it's always funny. Cause it's like, yo, this nigga really outside wearing some and Wax. My shit ain't like, you know, no wrinkles. My shit is fresh. All my,
yeah.
You know,
Came home. Yeah. Your shorty held you down. She's happy you came home. Shit folded. You got grits and shrimp on the table. You came in.
Wax know the vibes, man. Wax, we speak the same language. You heard?
Yeah, y'all like the same person. It's almost scary.
Don't worry. Be happy.
So I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, I need a song. Because anytime I go anywhere and do anything, it was already going viral. And I know the internet. I know,
peace.
You know, if you got a video and it's going viral and you got music behind that, the song is going to go right with the video. You know what I mean? Just like Homie with the Cranberry right now. You know what I'm saying? So
I like that song.
Yeah, he blew that up though. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it could have had a billion streams already or whatever, but he took it to a whole nother thing.
Wait, Wax, you ain't see the shit with the Mexican looking nigga? That was, I don't know if he's Mexican. I don't want to be racist.
His name is Dogface.
Dogface, and he's on the longboard, and he's drinking a big ass Ocean Spray bottle.
And Ocean Spray gave him a bag and gave him a truck.
They gave him some Ocean Spray, all kind of shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
All right. So it's safe to say that, like, you're good at giving some type of relationship advice. You think so? You had a relationship for a while. You've been married for a while.
Oh yeah, it's work. A relationship is work. So, if you're not ready, like if you're not the type of person that likes work, and you ain't really got that work in you, leave that relationship alone. Cause the definition of relationship is a cycle of compromise.
Nigga, we didn't ask you to give advice now. Let's cut him off because what we're going to do is we're going to get into a voicemail. Now, when we do these voicemails, these people call up and these is our co-hosts, right? So what they're going to do is they're going to ask us for some advice. You trying to drop gems. You don't even know what they advice they need.
it's universal no matter
what. Come on, Uncle Biz.
We got your back.
I can give advice though.
All right, come on. Listen, let's take a break to remind you. Wednesday, October 14th at 9, 8 central on BET, Tyler Perry's Sister. The number one scripted series on cable is back for season 2. Sisters was a smash hit a lot of y'all ain't see coming. But you know how Tyler Perry gets down. He give his audience what they want and then some. Being a grown woman goes to new levels for each one of these 4 bold sisters. The question is, levels in what direction? Up or down? Come on, y'all. Let's talk about it. Andy is reeling from Gary's arrest and losing everything. Will she read the writing on the wall or stay in his bed? Speaking of beds, Danny's met her match with Preston. I guess y'all call him her fine white man. But will she be honest with him? Meanwhile, Sabrina and Calvin are heating up. But will she sabotage their situationship for good? And don't sleep on Karen, y'all. She's sweet, but she got her hands full with Zach and Aaron. Get your snacks for this juicy 2-hour season premiere of Tyler Perry Sisters. So remember Wednesday, October 14th at 9, 8 central on BET. Post as you watch live with hashtag Sisters on BET. So set your alarms now. Let's get back to this motherfucking show.
Yeah, okay, all right, let's see. Word. Let's see if you can help us give advice to this person here. So if y'all want to leave advice, if y'all want to get some advice, just hit us up, leave your voicemail, and the number is
347-679-6118. Holla at us.
All right, let's get into it.
Yo, what's up? L'Oreal, wait, you know, with the business here. I'm going to need your advice on something. I've been messing with this guy like 3 months now. And a couple of days ago, she told me that she's feeling like she's pregnant or something. And when she told me this, I was like, let's take the test. You know, let's confirm it. So she telling me like, I'm praying I'm not pregnant. I hope I'm not pregnant. I pray to God I'm not pregnant. So in support of her saying it, I told her, if you is pregnant, I support you. And if you don't want to have a baby, you don't have to. You can have an abortion. So when I told her this, she got mad at me, like, why would you want to say that? You want to kill my baby and all that. And I'm looking like, first of all, you don't even know if you're pregnant or not. Like, let's get through that first. But I really need y'all advice on what I should do about that. Like, was I wrong?
Wait a minute. So she's not pregnant, though, right? We got to the conclusion that she's not.
She don't know if she's pregnant or not, but...
How long does it take to take a fucking pregnancy test?
That's what I was about to say. Like, that's not calculus.
She went that 350, man. She went that abortion money.
First and foremost, go to CVS, Walgreens, anywhere they got a pregnancy test, 5 minutes max, not even. Word. And go from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got no problem if you don't even know what the result is yet. Like, figure it out.
Yeah, and certain things guys always say. When girls say we are pregnant, it's certain things we gotta go through the protocol. So we have to say, it's your decision. Whatever decision it is you. We're gonna go along with your decision. That's just something that we're supposed to say anyway. So her getting
protocol,
off
like
that,
you said, that's
we gotta say that. We gotta do that. We gotta hold her down, just let her know we are supportive of you. So, young man, you didn't do wrong. Stay being a good guy and do what you do. Like you said, I support you if you is pregnant. So I don't think you did anything wrong.
Maybe he ain't say it like that. Maybe it was a way he said it. You get what I'm trying to say? Sometimes people say things and it comes across as insensitive. You know what I mean? So maybe he led with that. And she was like, what you trying to say? You don't want to have this baby with me? You're very sensitive when it comes to things like this, because you got to also think about it. If they not together, she always going to look at it like he might not want to fuck with me no more. He might will. Like, you get what I'm saying? She don't know what his reaction is going to be. So she's going to be sensitive no matter what. So you got to be careful how you say things.
Man, listen, we always scared too. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the girl is scared, but we scared too. And we have a job when the baby comes.
Yeah, but the woman is going to ultimately end up with the baby before the father. Like that 9 times out of 10, like you get what I'm saying? She's going to have the baby. She's going to be carrying the baby. Like,
hey, yo, I did an April Fool's to my mom's. And I was like, yo, wifey pregnant. And, my mother looked like for real, like, you know what I'm saying? And like a week after that, or maybe 2 weeks, now wifey came at me like, I'm coming home, smacked, tired, all of that. And she's like, yo, I'm pregnant. So now I'm thinking like, okay, now you trying to run it back on me. and she was not, it was not April Fool's. It was like a month after April Fool's. And yeah, that was my daughter, you know what I mean?
Oh my goodness.
But I thought in my head for the whole time, she was just capping, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But you jinxed yourself.
But yeah, what was your reaction when she even told you?
I thought she was capping, so I kind of just went to sleep. Like,
he's like, whatever. You went to sleep? See, that would have bothered me. You know what I mean? Like, damn, I told the nigga I was pregnant and he just went to sleep.
I was like, I was kind of playing along with it, but in my head, I'm like thinking she capping because I did the April Fool's.
Peace. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, wifey, she a Scorpio. She don't like to get put on the spot. So I feel like she was trying to get me back because I did it in front of my moms and my family. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but nah, the joke was on me though.
I was just about to say that the joke was on you because she was pregnant though.
Now you got another blessing, man. Even like when Carla told me, I wasn't on some. I was just like, "Are you sure?" So I wasn't so exactly happy. Like I want to make sure we go to the doctor. Let the doctor tell us. So when she showed me the test, but she showed me 40 tests. Like she had like fucking whole thing.
She was like, "No, not this ugly motherfucker."
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I would have took 40 tests too.
She kept taking it back to back to back. Like,
yeah, just make
she
sure.
Was praying, please. Yo, God, listen. Make me blind.
Yo, but at crazy. First, I wasn't on some, oh my God, until like we came back from the doctor. The doctor let us know like everything is healthy and stuff. Then I was like more excited. But when she first told me, I was on some, like, you sure?
Was she upset by your reaction?
I think so, a little bit. Because she thought I was going to match her excitement. I was like...
You got to match the excitement, Wax. You know
that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Yeah, I know.
And this is it. The woman was probably excited or whatever attitude she was. And he was like, well, whatever you want to do. She's like, what the fuck, nigga? I got a smile on my face. What you think I want to do? I'm smiling about an abortion? No, nigga. Like I got a smile because like we having a baby. And that's his reaction. And maybe, and I get what y'all saying. It is her choice. And at the end of the day, you do want to be supportive. But when you got joy on your mind, that's not what you're thinking about, trust me.
Yeah, the reaction got to be matched. I get what you're saying.
It do. Don't nobody want to hear that shit. It's kind of like, will you marry me? And she's like, yeah. You're going to be
I thought you was playing, though. I thought you was playing. You're right. You're right, Loria.
Thank you.
Man, that's different right there, boy. I've been through it, man. God, you know.
What you've been through? Man. Like, she said no when the ring came out?
Nah, it's just That whole thing is like, it's a little, you know what I mean? You get kind of like butterflies in your stomach. Like, you know what I mean?
I want to talk about that. So how was it when you decided to propose? Oh, wow. Did you think she was going to say no at any point?
Nah, I knew my girl, now wife, was going to say yes because first, she's like an old school Dominican type of, female, you know what I mean? So she got all of those like values and stuff. She wanted to get married before we even had kids, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So she was always on that vibe. So I knew once I had my shit together and I would ask her to marry me, I knew she wasn't gonna say no, but just the whole setup and, you know, just making sure the moment is right. And, you know, it's a lot that goes involved in that. You know what I'm saying? You pull out the ring. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
You were sweating hard, like, please.
it's a crazy little experience, you know.
But, I can't wait to my day, man. I can't wait to my day.
Yeah. Well, what the hell are you waiting for, nigga? Only you can prevent forest fires. Let's go.
Just keep praying for me. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely soon. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like I believe we're definitely, you know. Anybody be hearing something soon?
This sounds so crazy coming out of his mouth compared to Wax.
Come on,
a year ago. Like it's almost like a clone. Like, you know, when Gucci went to jail and came out with like abs and shit. That's Wax.
Gucci Mane went in like Gucci Mane, and he left that bitch looking like Denzel is one of them niggas.
Waxy Mane.
Yeah, he came out. That nigga had a six pack. Niggas like, yo, that's Photoshop. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. But it was the opposite with Wax. Like, he had muscles when he went down there, and the nigga came back with like a bear gut and titties.
Crazy.
Yo,
Wax, why she coming at you like that?
That's what she's done. You ain't know what happens. There's a bully of the beast, baby.
Listen.
You.
Come on, Wax.
All right. So does that scare guys away? Y'all feel like if a woman comes into the situation, like, listen, I'm about marriage and values, like from date number one, does that scare you? Or do you look at that like, all right, she could be potentially somebody that I could see a future with?
I mean, in my situation, like I've been with my wife for so long, like, and we went to school together and all of that. Like, we got that old school vibe. So it's like,
okay.
My situation, I was totally with whatever she was with, because we was always kind of like on that same vibe, you know what I mean? Like,
that's dope.
We was always cool. We was always like, you know, just doing shit. So I and in the beginning, it was never that type of pressure, you know what I mean? The only pressure I only pressure I kind of had was like as a black man, and she was Dominican, getting her family and everybody to see the vision. You know what I'm saying? Yes. That was tricky.
Okay,
you know
Dominicans is racist as a motherfucker. Like they do not like black people.
I mean,
the pop is not beat for your black man.
I wasn't always able to just pull up to the crib. You feel me?
Like, peace. I get it.
Shit like that.
Okay, so we're gonna help somebody else out. Did y'all send it to me? Is there an email? Okay, let me check.
Yo, Wax, when you gonna send that package, man? Let's go.
I gotta send that.
What package? Something. Chickens.
mind your business.
It is my motherfucking business. What's up? So what about like, do women be trying to slide in your DM now because they see you go viral and stuff like that? And does wifey respond?
Mine do.
Nah, not like. See, the thing is, anytime somebody slide in my DMs, like any of these chicks, I I've been around for a while, so I kind of know like their intentions before they even could get mixy and start screenshotting and all of that type of stuff. So anytime I see a message, I respond just like wifey sitting there responding right with me. You know what I mean? Yo, biz was good. Hey, it's a beautiful day. I'm mad generic with my shit. It's like anybody screenshot me, it ain't gonna look like Trey Songz. My shit is like, hey, how's your family? God bless, yo.
Blessings, word up. I don't know nothing.
All is well. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
My whole time shit is blessings.
I'm not asking for no OnlyFans links and all of that. Like, I'm good.
What about Wax? Wax, you just said that Carla responds. You never told us that.
Yeah, I mean, I told you before. Listen, all the naked pictures that I be getting and stuff like that, my baby sees everything. Like, she got my code. She got my DMs. She like everything. So I have, if you sending it, you sending it to her. I'm just keeping it real with you. And I just told y'all multiple times. And I don't even mind. And I don't even care. Before I go crazy, like, the fuck, you got my phone, you got my code. I don't even give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you, Wax used to be so disgusting. Every morning, he used to be trying to force naked pictures of some crunchy pussies in my face. Look at this. Look at this.
I was just saying, yo, what's
good for you?
It was
stupid. I'm glad it's over.
It's just, who tell you telling?
It was fucking gross.
What year was this? This was like,
last year, nigga. Last year.
Listen, I grew up, bro. I grew so much in a year.
It's like amazing. Like, it's like
God's blessings, brother.
Yeah. What was it for you, Wax?
It's all God. I'm giving it to him. But you know, I got with somebody that I was able to grow with. You know what I'm saying? Seen that and I was like, damn, I want to be better for her and I want to try to make her better. So me dealing with other girls and shit, I couldn't make her the best way I need to make her. You know what I'm saying? So the confidence and building her to be the person who she is today, that comes from not me cheating and doing all the other dumb shit. So I'm like, this is going to be my partner. I need her to be strong as hell. So that's where we at right now. We still growing.
Got you.
And then we stopped joking on him and we just let it go. Cause at first we didn't believe that he was serious.
Yeah.
And we wasn't screening calls and it was this bitch Erica that wouldn't go away. It was like a couple of instances where it was pretty rough, but he's back on his feet. So now we're going to get into this email. Now y'all know if y'all need any advice, y'all can also send us an email. All you got to do is send it straight to
thebullyandthebeast@gmail.com.
Okay. And then make sure it's detailed. This one's long. I'm not going to cap, but let's just get straight into it. Hey, Bully and the Beast. I love the show. You guys always make me laugh and get my day started off good. I know you guys can give me good advice and I just need help in a situation on what you guys think. It's a long story, but I'm going to cut it to the chase. I'm an 18-year-old female and I'm dealing with a guy who's 23. We met on the internet and he's been flirting with me for a long time on my Snapchat story, saying he wants something real with me. He was single, so I hung with him out of curiosity. He did pay me $200 and we just started fucking off the bat for like 2 months. He took me to a hotel and that's when I got pregnant. Me and him started talking serious as well. Then he started taking me to his house, but it was really small, like for one person type shit. There was a laundry basket of girls' clothes in his room. That's when I was like, wait, this ain't normal. Like, why you have girls' clothes in your room? Your I started getting suspicious, and he got a double-sized mattress. Like, why you got a big-ass bed for no reason? You not that big. I have a king size, and I said, that's okay.
Yeah, me too.
I don't, I sleep by myself, and I have a king size. Anyway.
Your head.
Finally, a good joke, Wax.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ, it only took a year and what, 4 months?
Whatever. All right. I'm always here.
I was 4 weeks alone when he told me he still lives with his baby mama and that I can't keep the baby. I'm still laughing at Wax. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm not laughing at that. Okay, I was 4 weeks alone when he told me he still lives with his baby mama and that I can't keep the baby. So I ended up getting an abortion because I got no job or car. I got so pissed because he was lying to me this whole time, saying he wanted something serious. But here he is living with this girl, even though he never said she was. She was. It's obvious. I got a friend request on Facebook a long time ago of this girl, and the profile picture was a maternity suit shoot with him and her. I asked him about it, and he made some dumb lie up, you know, but I did believe it. Went back to the same girl, ended up messing with her and everything. I was so pissed, but she ain't really do shit. Okay, so she messed with the girl. So I ended up paying $200 for the abortion. Well, he gave you $200, so you broke even. And he only pitched in $150.
So he gave her $350.
He gave her $350 altogether, because remember, initially he gave her $200.
So he paid for the abortion and pills.
So we, or liquor to ease the pain. We got into a big ass argument and I just stopped talking to him as a whole. I don't care how good the dick is. Of course he came back for the pussy saying it's good and whatever. Mind you, never apologized. Nah. Anyway, I decided to give it another chance to talk to him again. Just keep fucking him. I wasn't mad at the dick though. But there is one thing, the vibe felt different. It felt the same as before. Nothing changed. What the fuck? Do y'all proofread this shit?
Yeah, but what she's saying is she wanted to grow more, but it's still the same.
Okay, we always linking at night, and we never did anything besides chill and fuck. He never took me out to none of that. I did fall in love with him, to be honest, I did. We spent a lot of time together, and I've never been in a situation or have even taking one as serious as I did this one. He is very good with his words. He's very sweet and caring and worries about me a lot, but I still hate how the truth is obvious, but he still won't admit to shit. I like fucking him, I ain't gonna lie, but you know, I'm just not into being a side chick if I'm not getting anything out of it besides just dick. But I don't know what to do. He fucks me so good, and I'm gonna be honest here, I've been with some guys, but I ain't never been with a guy that can make me come back to back, suck my toes and lick my spine and kiss while fucking and everything, the whole nine yards. I don't know if I'm tripping, but I know it's wrong being with a guy that's living with this girl. But I mean, if that girl don't know how to control their man, I'ma do whatever, even though he got me messed up. No, he don't. He don't got you messed up. That dick never got me messed up. What do you guys think of this situation?
I think I need another drink or another smoke too. Or something.
Basically, she said all that just to say that she not going to leave the nigga alone, even though he got a bitch pregnant and he live with her. That's all you had to say.
She digmatized, period.
Digmatized.
The extra shit don't matter because he has a girlfriend. And you're saying like you don't want to be a side bitch. You are exactly a side bitch, and you know you are, and you're okay with it. So what's the problem?
She just wanted to hit us up to rant. She needed somebody to rant.
She don't want to tell her friends because she's embarrassed.
This is why not just go to Bully and the Beast and tell them.
Just tell us. Tell us.
Side chicks be like, side chicks are like the new main chicks though.
Explain.
So I heard.
You gotta explain.
Side chicks.
Okay, but like break it down.
Well, I'm just saying, like, they get just as much as the mains these days. You know what I'm saying?
Not just as much. Just as much to shut up.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
I'm just saying, like, what more to do? Like a side chick, or back in the day, side chick was like a chick that you'll see once in a blue. These side chicks is getting too much attention. You know what I'm saying?
They know what the bodies are.
I'd be confused.
Skeletons are.
I'd be like, which one's the side bitch and which one's the bitch bitch?
That's what I'm saying.
It is confusing. Because When I kind of think about the whole situation with Moneybagg Yo and his baby moms and Ari, it just gets a little confusing because all their business goes on the blogs. It ain't right. Like it's something we go looking for. But
and then they both get the same cars. This one got a Lambo truck. This one get a Bentley truck.
Like, yeah.
Like they all getting bust down rollies. Pat, like the side chicks is sometimes the side chicks be looking like the main chick.
But you know what somebody told me? He told me the one that I love the most is the one that I buy the most expensive car for.
AKA whoever got the best pussy gets the V. Yeah,
because yeah. he'll buy everybody a nice car, but the nicest car.
Yeah.
So everybody got a Benz, but the one with the Lambo is the main girl. Or yeah. Everybody got
she
a
got the fire. She got
you get
the
what
fire.
I'm trying to say? That's what. Yeah. That's what.
She got him fucked up. She got him all fucked up.
She got the WAP. She got the WAP.
But what if she so if she got him so fucked up? Why you don't cut the other ones off?
I don't know. It don't work like
they,
that.
They might have the fried chicken. They might have the fried chicken.
Yeah, it's like crickets. Oh, you can't get rid of that fried chicken. Yeah. You know, you got a recipe and shit. Yo.
Yes.
Yeah.
You lose something, you ain't gonna be the same. You gotta keep it balanced.
She might have good credit. You know what I'm saying? Good mm-hmm. credit goes a long way.
Yes, washing clothes is a long way too.
Okay. Everybody can wash clothes, but yeah,
everybody don't cook either, so you gotta have one that's
it's the way cook. They it's the way they fold the clothes, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh, it's what they use on the your love. Clothes too.
Yep. Yes, love. How you have them smelling. How you got my white tea smelling and stuff like that is a little different.
What if it smells like mildew?
I ain't rocking with you.
She probably doing it on purpose though, cause she wants your drugs to stink so a bitch can be like.
Then I get other girl to do this. Now I gotta find somebody else to do my clothes. What are you good for now? It's all about the roster. I don't want to have two centers. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all crazy, man.
You're gonna be a power forward. You gotta be a point guard.
Yo, what the fuck you gonna do with two centers on your team? No, you can't do that. The fuck? Two Shaqs. What you gonna do with two Shaqs?
That's monstrous, though. But something is missing. My clothes ain't washed. I'm out here looking all good, but it stink.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
For over 130 years, McCormick has helped you make mom's lasagna. To keep her secret recipe alive, take over taco night. No matter how chaotic your day is, conquer the bake sale, even if you get to it last minute. And craft the perfect Sunday brunch when it's not even Sunday. Because with McCormick by your side, it's gonna be great.
All right, y'all, let's get into Who's on Drugs. Now, wait, before we get into Who's on Drugs, I want to talk to you about some of your relationships you have with some with certain artists. First of all, you working with Revolt now or what's going on?
Blessings.
Yeah, during the pandemic, like a lot of people was on their phones. And I actually went on live with Fat Joe.
Okay.
And when Joe we Crush? Was on live, we was talking about, like, you know, the whole coronavirus and it stopped the mafia kiss. Like mafia niggas have seen each other and they like, yo, you feel me? So that clip went viral. And then that's when I got the email from Revolt, which I was already kind of like going back and forth with some ideas for a show. And then they was like, yo, we want to set up some interviews. So really during the pandemic, I did a lot of interviews for them. Some didn't come out because of the, you know, the George Floyd situation and, you know, and Breonna Taylor and, you know, all of that
respect,
craziness. So, I'm definitely working with Revolt.
And then you've also had a lot of relationships with a lot of people. And one of those people that kind of put you over and I would say set you over was Drake. So what was the thing that you even posted that grabbed his attention that?
Well, it was what grabbed Drake's attention was during when him and Meek was beefing and on rap, you know, when they had their rap beef and Back to Back was out. A lot of people was kind of like not playing as much Meek. Like, you know what I mean? It was around that time where it was like, it just got crazy. Like everybody, like even Burger King was tweeting, making jokes about the Meek.
I remember that time. The
response.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flex was like, "Yo, he got the Meek response, and people was tuned in, and he never had it." Like,
yeah, he kept playing the beat and was lying.
So Flex was in Long Island. Jada had a performance, and right before Jada came on, Flex was playing Meek Mill. Like, and I was even like, "Damn, Meek got some hits." Like, he lost the battle, but Meek shit go hard. Yeah, the intro, all of that. So during Flex's set, when he was playing Meek Mill, out of nowhere, he goes, "Fuck that Canadian nigga." So I'm on stage, and you know, I had a drink in my, I had a drink in my hand, and my camera guy was on stage. And I look back at Flex and I'm like, what the, like, you feel me? Like, what the fuck? And then when I looked into the crowd, like a lot of cameras were flashing at my face. So I look like a deer in a head, like when a deer see a headlight. Uh-huh. So that clip went viral. And then Drake started following me on Instagram.
Peace.
So from there, I just felt like it spread like wildfire, and a lot of people started to retweet you, repost you, and stuff like that.
Nah, that shit went, that went up. Like that, like it's up and it's stuck from that. You know what I'm saying?
Dope. So what would you say is something that you're working on right now that you want the people to lock into, that you want them to look out for, and what can they support you on?
I mean, you know, I appreciate all the support I'm getting off of my record, you know, outside with it. I'm pushing that to go gold. I have the Harlem remix coming out with Vado, Nino Man, and Jim Jones. You know, I want to tell you, I'm going to take it to the Bronx. I'm talking to French. I'm talking to Fat Joe. So outside with it is going to go gold. I got the remix out with Jadakiss and Dream Doll. And it's doing amazing. The video is about to drop on World Star. I got a Spanish verse coming.
You know shit. So might be helped you write that? Or you speak Spanish?
No. I have a Spanish artist.
Oh, I thought you were about to be having you.
No. I'm staying in my lane. I'm staying, okay. I'm staying in my lane. I ain't, you know, I'm just fucking New York up.
My shorty Spanish too. Do you know any Spanish a little bit, or how you doing?
Poquito, no mucho.
That's it.
Como estás, muy bien.
Yeah. Shit like
this
that.
This is funny.
Yeah, shit
say
like
something,
that.
Say right. Something that's not typical. Y'all have a conversation in Spanish. So let's do this.
Yo, honestly, I can't even cap, man. I only know every word that he just said.
Yeah.
I just know how to start a conversation. I don't know how to finish it.
I know,
all these words y'all saying, y'all could have had a whole conversation by now.
My manager, he Asian and he know more Spanish than me.
All right, Wax talk to his Asian manager in Spanish. Y'all have a bilingual conversation here.
Como está? Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Bendición.
¿Qué?
Blessings. That's blessings.
Mucho saludo. Mucho saludo.
Yo no sé nada.
Yeah, and I don't say no nada. I don't know anything in English. Me no in English.
No habla español. I mean, no habla inglés.
¿Dónde el dinero?
Mucho dinero. Yeah.
¿Dónde el dinero?
I don't know this. I ain't gonna lie. I do know. Hombre is hungry, right? Hombre is hungry.
Nobody asked you to translate. We just asked you to talk.
La casa is house. La casa is
house. Stop translating.
Mi casa, su casa.
Yeah, mi casa, su casa.
Un casa.
Bala todos panties. Bala todos panties.
Deliciosos.
Now he's doing Dora. Okay, all right. So fuck it. Yeah. Who you voting for? You willing to tell us?
I'm voting, and you know, I'm definitely not voting for Orange Face. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
What about Blackface? What would you say? Kanye? What about Kanye?
Man, shit is crazy. You know, vote. Everybody need to go out and vote, man.
Yes, it's very important.
Shit is crazy. It's crazy what's going on, you know? It's crazy.
Yeah, I definitely want everybody to go out there and vote. Make sure that you can also vote early in a lot of states. They got early voting and it's available right now in a lot of states. So check out where you live and see where your polling place is at and make sure y'all go out there. We're going to make a difference because obviously what's going on in the world today is not...
Not it.
Yeah, it's not it
at all.
You know what people are scared of? They scared of the ballots. Like, do you go like the stuff that you mail in? People like, I don't want to do that. Like, what's
there's
the
no need to
thing?
Be scared of none of that. Our ancestors, our ancestors wasn't scared to fight. You know what I mean? Is you know, people can find anything on Twitter, anything on the gram, anything on Google. It's not difficult, man.
Yeah,
our
that's
ancestors
it.
Fought for us to, you know what I mean, even be able to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you are a felon, you could still, it's still ways to vote. So there's no excuses, man.
And I don't, that's what gets to me when people get lazy about the situation. Yeah. Like they act clueless or they be like, well, my vote doesn't count. And it's like, listen, they tried to silence our votes for so many years. They did not want us to vote.
I think Plies said it, like, he's like, man, you think your vote don't count? Then how come all them white people standing online to vote? He said, if this shit was fake, then white people would not be sitting on that line to vote.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Nah, that's a big fact. Like,
yes.
They want that to be the narrative in our communities because they don't teach their kids that. So, you know, make sure you make yourself knowledgeable about what's going on and y'all get out there and vote. And we're going to let you go, Biz.
Yo, I had a blast, keep doing
big things out there. Yes, thank you for helping out some of our co-hosts.
Oh, it's all good.
I know they appreciate it. And hopefully you don't knock the tie out of the tube and come back to us with baby number 4, April.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'll just hang out with Wax. He got kids. Like, we just watched. We watched together.
Stay washed, Wax. Put something in the air, man.
Yeah,
I need those Tims, too, brother.
I got you. L'Oreal, I got you, too.
Thank you. Where can they order them from or where can they follow you?
Oh, I have a lot of merch that I just dropped, and I'm dropping a lot more on itsbiscuitshop.com. That's ITSBIZKIT shop.com.
So y'all make sure y'all follow him. He's always putting up some funny ass shit. Right. He always keeps me laughing. And much success and much love to you.
Yes, sir, brother.
Yo, appreciate y'all.
Thank you.
All right, holla at me.
You already know.
So let's get into, you want to do the round table, Diddy? T Diddy? One thing I do want to talk about is what I've been going through, y'all. So I was minding my business literally like the other day and I got a phone call from Angela and basically Angela Yee. And basically she was like, yeah, Consequence is talking. Consequence said XYZ about you. So I'm like, I'm thinking maybe she did an interview with him because y'all know there was recently news that he has lupus and he's been really sick.
Wow.
So we talked about it actually on my show and, you know, I wished him well, hope he got better. It was a picture that went up and he was very, very slim. And basically, I guess in the caption, he also wrote that, you know, this was a few months back and I wasn't doing too well, but now I'm on the right track. You know, I'm getting help and I'm doing better. I'm doing good. And wait till y'all see the next picture. Like, I'm looking good.
Respect.
Cool, right? Like, what's this positivity there?
Respect.
But in these tweets that he was putting up, basically, he tried to come for me. And what he said in it now, if y'all know, I was on Love & Hip Hop 85 years ago, or 7 to be exact, right? So it's season 3. Everybody that knows me personally knows I hate talking about Love & Hip Hop, my time on there. I don't, you know, I got friends that are still on the show right now. I tell them all the time, what the fuck are they doing? Like, it, you know, it is what it is. Everybody knows how I feel about Mona. So it just is what it is. But he basically tried to lie and say that the whole scenario with the light skins, the right skin situation when we had a song, he tried to lie on that. So I had to go in on him on Who's Capping on my morning show. It pretty much been circulating a lot. And when he first put something up, I said something to him. I'm like, basically, yo, this is cap. Like, he tried to say, basically, I jumped on the song knowing what the song said. And I'm like, bro, we did a whole episode showing that you didn't give a fuck. Yeah, it's like you can Google it. Like, it's not like I did anything crazy and I held something for 8 years. Like, yeah. I Googled Consequence and L'Oreal and it came up the first thing.
I decided I was going to sit down with him and ask him to change that lyric. I would hate for somebody to really come to me and be like, take that line out. That's like this. But at the same time, some people can take that offensive.
Well, what are you offended by?
Because come on, you got to think about it. Light skin's the right skin. So you and your white friend.
When you live the life I live, you can say some of the things I say. I've been on tour. You and the white one.
The only time I change lines is when the party promoter makes a mistake and have me on a regular people line. Because I'm VIP. Darling, I don't change lines for nobody.
I'm just talking about this one particular thing. I ain't say you could say whatever else you want to
say. In my opinion, I would never take that line out.
You got to think about it like, you got fans that are brown skin. You get what I'm saying? And they listen to this record. They're gonna think.
It doesn't matter. Hold on. Didn't he just say it doesn't matter? I'm confused. It doesn't matter or it does. Now, let's continue to play because nobody forced this man to say this stuff when we sat down face to face. Keep going. Let's go.
People are going to feel away about that.
They can feel however they feel. The reason why you say light skin is the right skin is for controversy. If they don't feel nothing, if you don't invoke thought, you lost. This is rough.
You know, it seems like what I'm saying to Khans is not getting through to him. And I'm sorry, but if he wants to stand his ground, that's cool. But I'm going to stand my ground, too.
If you came here with that on your mind, why would I take it out? I would never take it out now.
If that's how you feel.
That's how I live.
So what are we going to do? I can't do no record with you. That's your opinion.
I understand it, but I just couldn't do it.
I'm the kind of person that I don't sell out my morals for a dollar. And I don't care what it could potentially do. I could do other things if that's the case.
Basically, I was offended. You know what I mean? Like, minding my business, I just felt like dude should have been focused on what he was focused on. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, we were going to actually have Rocky Thunder on the show today. And the whole reason why Rocky was going to join us, she was also on that season with me. Okay. But she had got into altercations with him. And she was the only she was a black woman that he filmed with, but was very verbally aggressive too. And they both are Muslims, right? So she tried to talk to him like brother to sister. Mm-hmm. And you know, he has a white wife, all this stuff, or sorry, cause she just DM'd me. So the girlfriend or white wife or baby mama, she also DM'd me this long ass message saying she's no longer with Consequence. And, you know, that they haven't been together for a long time. And she just wants people to know that what she said on the show, that it was misinterpreted. Now, what she said on the show was to Rocky Thunder, she's going to get the job over Rocky because she's white. So this was just a family of racist shit going on here. Yeah. And it's like he was racist towards black people like Clayton Bixby. Yeah. And y'all saw that episode of Dave Chappelle where he was the blind KKK.
Hilarious.
He really was black. Yes. So that's kind
black
of
power.
Yeah, black power, white power, white power. So that's Consequence. So anyway, I don't know. I don't think he knew he was black. But anyway, so I just wanted to say I'm going to leave it here and let it all go. Let it off my shoulders.
Yeah.
I'm not going to entertain this anymore.
Positive.
But I did have to let y'all know what was going on behind the scenes. And I was going to beat the dog, the dead dog, you know, but I just said, I'm going to be a big
monster. What the hell monster do?
My dog is alive. But we're just going to leave that there. So now let's get into the vice presidential debates. And it was crazy. The fly got all the attention of the night. Even though I wanted it to be Kamala, I wanted her to get more attention than the fly, but it seemed like
the fly got a lot of the show.
It did. It's Halloween costumes now. Joe Biden and them started selling fly swatters. They sold out. That's actually funny as fuck. Whoever was smart enough to say, you know what? We got to do this. Because if that was Donald Trump,
we all could win. Ooh.
If it was the other way around and it was Kamala, and I would have been pissed.
So you telling me right now that the fly swatter is equivalent to the MAGA hat? So if you see people walking down the street with
wait. Oh, I get what you're saying. Yes. That don't say equivalent, because you would say it's Joe Biden's MAGA hat. I guess that's like his merch. Joe Biden merch.
Yeah, Joe Biden's merch. So if you see somebody with that, you know he's with Biden. If you see the MAGA hat, you know they with Trump. You know what I'm saying?
But you could wear that MAGA hat anywhere. You're not going to go to the club with a fly swatter.
Man, that fly swatter. Listen, whoever make a little keychain fly swatter is going to win right now.
Hey guys, Sean Hayes here. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with not one, not two, but three presidents of the United States on our recent episode of Smartless. That's because President Biden, a returning guest, brought two of his favorite pals, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, all joined us for unforgettable conversation. It's a historic episode of Smartless as we pry into the minds of these remarkable leaders. We'll cover everything from their time in office, America's responsibilities in the world, and their personal passions in an episode full of some candid stories, insightful perspectives, and a few surprises along the way. Whether you're a political junkie or just curious about the inner workings of the Oval Office, this episode is a must listen. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to hear from three of the most influential figures in recent American history. Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
All right, y'all. Now we about to get into who's on drugs.
Yeah.
Now y'all know what that is. Y'all gonna call us up and be a part of the discussion, be our co-host.
I like this.
And just weigh in on some topics or get some advice.
Do that.
Who's on drugs? Who's on drugs? Who, boo, boo, boo? It's on drugs. I don't know if he playing a video game or if he at work.
That nigga on a Call of Duty right now.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. I'm like, is he playing a video game?
Hit him up.
Is this Twitch?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, my bad. You said I look like I'm playing the game.
Call of Duty. Like the one that Dave and Buster's that you could get in and then move.
Yeah. No, I'm out here trucking, man.
Dope.
I'm out here trucking, man.
Okay, I see you. You got to make the noise, though, so we could believe you.
Make the noise.
They don't still do that?
You had a little fart.
Remember when we was kids, when you ain't never used to do that? You see the truck, you be like,
you know how many times you got beat for that? Because I got 12 brothers and sisters. So, you know, in our car, we all like the whole van is like a church van is moving all crazy. My dad used to be back there just.
They still do that to you? They do that stuff?
Yeah, they still do that out here, but it ain't for the right reason, though. It ain't for the right reason, though. I tell you that.
You be getting
You in the South.
Yes, they out here shooting birds and telling me to get the fuck off the road.
Oh my God. Well, that's not
like right. Like right now, I'm going kind of slow up a hill and they just look at you all funny and shit. Like, I can't go 100 miles an hour all the time.
Yeah.
You like, y'all want to be safer? Nah, that's crazy because the truck drivers I'll be seeing be going 100 miles per hour. And I'm like, what the? Like, they driving a limo.
I'm chilling now, though. I'm chilling. I'm heading to the house, actually.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Were you driving from or wherever you in?
I'm in Alabama. I'm on the east side of Birmingham. That's where I'm from. And I just came from Nashville, actually. So
peace.
Shout out to Birmingham. And so what's going on with you? How's like love life for a trucker?
Wow.
It's going pretty good, actually. It takes a good woman, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it definitely does.
But I like it because it gives me an opportunity to actually miss somebody, you know, because when you around them every day, y'all get irritated sometimes. So
right.
I look forward to coming home. So that's how I look at it.
So what's the longest you've ever had to stay away?
About a month.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
But that's where the real money at, though, man. You got to go.
Yeah, that's where that coast bread to coast. Is at. Like you said, having a good woman, that's a very important thing, man.
Yeah.
So do a lot of truckers cheat, like, because they're on the road like that? Is it like you got some, or is it like you're really working the whole time? You don't have time.
you really don't have time, but I'll tell you this much. It's be certain cities that you can't knock that. It's like, I think it's Memphis and actually Birmingham here. These are the only two cities that I get knocks at the door all the time.
What you mean by knocks at the door?
Titties at the door.
Yeah, when you go to a truck stop.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I guarantee.
Only right. It's only right.
I'm not lying, man. It's real out here.
How much it cost?
How much it what? Nah, you need to wait on another caller for that.
Nah. Damn, knocks at the door. Waiting for you at the door.
That's what everybody asks me, man. Knocks at the door, and it's real.
It's real. I'm about to ask you before how many titties, because girls love truck drivers. They love truck drivers. And I'm like, why you love truck? They're like, they make all the money. They make so much bread, and they always got knots of money on them, and they don't mind peeling off $100, $200.
And you could steal whatever you ship in one of them. So say it's a PS5, now you got a free PS5. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I'm like.
But see, I mean, I hear a lot of stories. It's a lot of still a lot of old heads out here, and they say they got women in every city, so they good.
Damn. They coming to lay the truck down.
Yeah, got their family at home and everything, so they probably got all kinds of kids out here.
Ooh. Yeah.
He out here just when it's his funeral, all the kids gonna come to each other like, hey, that's my daddy too.
Someone in Kentucky, he got one in Detroit, he got one in the Cali. That's too much.
I guess that is a good life, because like you go to this city with a load, you drop off, go see your kids, stay with them for a day or something.
No,
you go back
not
on
cool.
the road, then go to another one. Not gonna see how they calculate it. It can be calculated. It's not right.
Calculated.
Whatever you call it.
Calculated.
I can see how they do it. You know what I'm saying?
There we go. Say words. Stick to word. You know.
Yeah, you know I'm talking about my rivers. My rivers and streams.
Okay, yes, so it's Marcellus.
Oh, it's Marcellus.
Marcellus.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Marcellus, yeah. Is there any advice that you need, or you want to talk about what we talking about over here?
I can do both. What y'all talking about right now?
So I wonder, do you have any kids?
No kids.
Anybody ever come to you and said they were pregnant?
Nope.
Oh, what's going on with your sperm count? Man, no, I'm joking. Or you fake sex?
No. I'm out here. I mean, I'm trying. Now I'm 28 right now, so I'm kind of getting that. It's about that time type of feeling. You know what I'm saying?
You seem more mature than 28 to me.
Yeah, you a little bit more mature.
Nah, man. I'm
like if you came to the house, I wouldn't mind my sister dating you.
Because I feel like a typical 28-year-old is still wild, and you seem like focused and like.
Yeah, man, you gotta understand, man. I'm like, you know, I'm cooped up in a truck a lot, so when my contact with people is about business or, you know, hey, how you doing? And I'm gone. You know,
right?
Give me my load, and I'm gone. And when I get home, I'm a homebody. I don't do too much going out. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I lack at as far as turning up at. Quote unquote, turning up.
Okay. If a woman told you she was pregnant right now, what would your initial reaction be?
I just look at her. Like, what's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
Exactly.
I'm having a fucking baby. Surprise.
Oh, no, no, hold on, no, hold on. Now, if it's my girl, yeah.
You say you're in a relationship, so it should be your girl.
Yeah, I thought she was talking about in general, but
all right, so
if
it's
my lady.
Again, Gloria, get him again.
Okay. Marcellus, am I saying it right again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know I'm pregnant.
Okay, cool.
Cool.
That's it. That's all I'm gonna say, man. That's it, right? Because she know, well, my girl, she know my personality. Like, I'm not
twins.
Too high. Long as they all boys, I'm good.
Twin girls.
I love them anyway, man.
Damn.
I'm like wax, man. I gotta get that boy first, man.
I
gotta get the boy first to let them know what's up out here.
So are you?
I hope your daughters see this when they're born. Fucked up. Dad didn't.
No, they gonna respect him. Be like, I gotta raise these men out here. I gotta raise men out here.
There you go. Make sure you put the Tims on when you decide to squirt in, and you're gonna get your first boy.
You said on Tims.
You put the Tims on when you smash it, and so you squirt in it with the Tims on. If you tap the toes out, you're going to have a girl.
Okay. Well, all right. You said you needed some advice, though.
Yeah. It's like my girl. She's not liking her job like situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she's. I always tell her she's multi-talented. Like she can do anything she want to do. But she just lacked that giddy up. Like I try to like put her in positions to do stuff. It's just like I'm gonna get to it later, or I'm like I'm gonna move when I want to move. So I'm like, how you support somebody that I guess one-minded like that? You know, it's like, do I just patiently wait and just be there by her side, or just stop giving her advice?
So she doesn't know what she wants to do.
It's like she can't stick on one thing too long. She's very like, okay, I don't learn how to do this. Now it's time to go on to the next one.
Is there something she's good at and not just like something she's trying to, like, is there something that you notice yourself like, oh, she's really into this or she's really good at this?
Yeah, it's like event planning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also like just writing stories and everything. But what I be trying to tell her is like, we in Alabama right now. So like, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of slow. So
everybody got 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hustles nowadays. I would definitely, and I understand that she don't stick with nothing, but sometimes you just need that push of encouragement, that constant push of encouragement. And it got to come from somebody that cares about you. So right. I think if you like continue with her, like even if she does little friends events and they pay her a little bit, like, okay, are we doing this baby shower? Even if they give her $150, $100.
Start the move.
Just something to get it going. And then it's like a tell a friend to tell a friend type thing. She could do the next, she could do somebody cookout. And even if it's small little details that she could take, like just encourage her to do things like that. So that is kind of word of mouth. It gets her busy. It's something that she likes to do. And it would make her feel more positive about herself. I would kind of just like, sometimes you got to gas your woman or your man up when they not feeling too like, you know, confident.
When they're not feeling Oprah. I told my girl she's better than Oprah sometimes.
Yeah, and that's...
Don't listen to whack.
And that's my issue. That's one of my issues that I'm trying to work on, actually, is like trying to be more like energized. Why? Because I'm so laid back. Like, I don't... I'd be like, yeah, okay. Like, I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you got to motivate
her. No, but I do that's not good shit. Enough.
Yeah,
cause just
yeah,
like she, you want her to be motivated, but you sitting here not as motivated. You motivated about work, and that's amazing. Yeah. But you need to be motivated about her, you know what I mean. Because if this is you, obviously really care about this person because you called her a good woman as soon as we asked about her. Like you talk positively of her, so you think great good of her, but you just got to put that goodness into her because obviously you see it, and maybe sometimes she doesn't. And especially with you knowing what you're doing in your career and being so focused, sometimes that's intimidating when you're around somebody that knows what they're doing in their life and you don't.
Right, right, right.
So you know what I mean?
You have to find a way to motivate her. I don't care what it is. Like L'Oreal was saying, like you got to figure out, like go ahead and create something. Tell one of your friends, fake and say it's your birthday. I'm going to make her do it. Like sometimes you got to create certain things for your shorty, man. Like me and my shorty, I'm in the studio right now that she created because I told her that we want to do some more things. I just be saying shit and she just go. Just give her a direction. When you come home, just have a puzzle. It's not per se a puzzle, but give her something to where you know it's easy for her to make it happen just so she can start doing small goals. Make her reach small goals so she can start going after bigger goals. So make sure you go after things that you know that she can definitely do. And when she reached that, she's going to become a mold of that.
And no way support her. Even if you be like, hey, we're going to do a family dinner. Here's a couple dollars. If you could get some stuff and help me decorate.
Yeah.
You know, just so people can see like, oh, this is really nice and creative. Like,
yeah, because she knows you're taking pictures. You know?
Stuff like that.
You know she's taking pictures.
She could start a little Instagram, start a business off of that.
She, yeah. So I'm trying to get, well, she ain't into that though. for real.
But if she sees that you can make money off of that, that's what gets you into it.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? It don't got to be her face. The Instagram will be event planning, and for just strictly for that, her face ain't got to be on it at all.
You get what I'm saying?
Just take a little picture there. And I think that's one thing that's really intimidating sometimes when people see these big elaborate setups where it looks like all these balloons and they're like, damn, that's probably expensive. If she makes that her thing as it being affordable and nice.
Yes.
Like, shit, I'll hire her for some shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, because that's something like a person will do event planning and then try to bang you over the head. Like, nah, start off making it that. Like, we can fucking give you high class for not high class prices or whatever the case.
Yes.
But just, make it something where she doesn't have to, it's not like you're putting so much money into it. And it's something you know what I mean? But it's something that's going to keep her busy or, happy about doing it. And then on the side, she could write short stories and make a fucking kids book. It's anything we're writing.
Anything. I got you. Yeah.
Yes. And consistency and always doing things that her consistency is always going to make her always be doing that for a certain amount of time. And when she do that, she's going to be known for doing that. And then everybody going to be jumping on that lady. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So give her something, man. And motivate that crazy. I don't care if it's like, I'm going to give you an hour to this a day. Just like I know you do your sit-ups and your push-ups. And I'm like, I'm going to give the hour to my shorty to motivate her to do this to every
Chuck Javis, all they do is eat.
That's all they do. I know he do his sit-ups. A lot of them, I see my brother and them drunk, but they always on their push-ups.
Right.
Do you be eating or you be doing push-ups?
No, I got a little something in the truck that I do a little workout, but I don't do no push-ups.
Oh, man. You gotta know how to fight now. You know the push-ups.
I done gave up that shit. I done gave up that about 2 or 3 years ago. Man, I don't even know how to jog and run.
I told you.
Okay. So listen, bro.
He got ho-ho sitting next to him.
All my people's a lot of people do truck driving too, and a lot of this time they say, "Listen, I'm on the road too. Do you think that your girl might be at the house doing something if you are on the road all the time?"
I get that. That creep in your head, but I mean, she's solid, man.
Blessings.
She's solid, man. No, if anything, real. I gotta be more, I need to get my shit right. That's like how you said.
One or two of those knocks, huh?
No, it's like how you said, like just being more like energetic wise.
Your
phone's
starting to sound crazy.
Yeah, he frozen on my side a little bit.
Okay. We going to let you go anyway, because we got a couple other people that's waiting. So thank you for sticking around with us.
My brother.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, man.
I hope it all works out and we'll speak to you another time.
Get that money, brother.
Yeah.
Get that money.
All right.
Keep that thing. Yay.
All right.
Why does it still make us happy?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But I've seen the ceiling before. AJ.
This is Walmart.
Hey.
What up, AJ?
AJ.
That's our homeboy right here. You could do this at work?
Technically, no.
Yeah, you told us you was responsible.
I am. Actually, I finished my department, so I'm helping everybody else. So
there you go.
They got to deal with that.
But ain't you the manager or some shit? You damn near the manager, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a department manager. He's just asking about something.
I don't know. So what you complaining for? You getting paid extra to help.
You getting money.
Acting like he doing some extra shit. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
I'm helping another department.
Why are you all hard on this man already, Lori?
I like him. We know him. You just don't recognize him because he got his mask on.
They messed me up. I was supposed to be coming on shooting my shot with L'Oreal because everybody else is lame with that junk.
Oh, what just happened? I didn't know this.
You over here mean to the man already?
He was conspiring.
What happened to the girlfriend that went away and the brother? That's what this is, right? The same thing.
Yeah, this is the same.
Yeah, okay. Did they go away?
Oh, I'm single. Geez.
Oh, so you really love her for real?
She wants you.
Yeah.
Who set you up to this? Is this T Diddy?
Actually, it was Wax, honestly,
because I knew, because it had to be one of y'all motherfuckers.
It was that episode where Wax was like, they should come on and rap you.
Go ahead. We want to hear you rap.
Then let's hear this, my brother.
I already took my break. I was going to go back to the house, but hold on. I'm going to go outside.
Because we already know you can rap.
You got to rap that love for you, L'Oreal.
That's why I wanted to do that, Joe. Because I'm like, they coming with that trash stuff. You know, especially now that I got on Patreon. And they going to come at you like that. I'm going to set the standard at least.
Look at L'Oreal. I got out here people announcing their throat. He's announcing his throat for L'Oreal.
What? His throat?
Because you ain't never see Coming to America when he announced his throat on the to the lady on the train.
I don't know why I missed that part.
Remember she was like, if you're really a prince, I'll marry you.
Denounce his throne.
I said it wrong.
Denouncing his throne is nothing like what you think it is.
Oops. I don't know.
It's nothing what you think it is, Wax.
I don't know. I thought
that's like bad. I mean, it's not bad, but it's like stepping down from your role as royalty.
Oh, I'm thinking all these
have nothing to do.
Do you want me to announce my throat?
Y'all can see me.
Oh, yes.
Wax wants you to announce your throat.
That's what I thought he said.
You weird, bro.
We're going to call this segment Announce Your Throat.
Announcing my throat.
So go ahead and announce your throat.
Announce your throat is fucking hilarious.
I'm going to have the beat going and everything. It messed me up.
This is hilarious.
You and the A girl that's down the street, so it shouldn't be a thing for us both to meet. 25 years young with my goals complete. You can curve other clowns because your boy's elite. I heard you met a few guys that ain't treat you right. You super girl, but they try to be your kryptonite. Wouldn't fight for a good thing, lost their sight. It makes sense, right? Because you shine so bright, you're mad beautiful. And get bomb advice, you be sweet for a second, then you add the spice. Cold with a slow burn like you got dry ice. Yo, a bully and a geek, yeah, it sounds weird, right? But we only get a chance if we roll the dice. I can give you something real so you don't think twice. I can be the perfect man because I'm so precise. Maybe you just need an AJ in your life. And look, I ain't even got to flex my muscle. Make a round and make you late for your morning hustle. You probably got the things that you're growing accustomed. I can show you something new. Yo, Beast, you trusting?
Yo! He might have killed that a little bit.
Yeah, all right. I like it.
How long it took you to get that verse off the internet?
Up.
No, I'm joking.
You tried it. That was that didn't even take that long to write, honestly.
That was sweet. That was really sweet. Thank you.
Have a straight guy holla at you before?
Never had a straight guy holla at me before, Wax. I was gonna cry.
Congratulations, bro. Number one. And you came with a rap.
Like, it's no straight guys I even know. It's you and Twerk God I'm surrounded by. Like, we're. Now, AJ's the only straight guy that I know now. And he's smart enough to write me a rap. I appreciate that. I thought that was really cute. Thank you.
Hey.
That's a Zoom date. This is the first Zoom date.
No, he got to go get me some groceries. Like.
She like grapes.
I do like grapes. The green ones. They gotta be like hard and juicy.
I'm the plug, so I know for a fact I can get the lights on when it first comes out.
Oh,
okay. L'Oreal.
That's crazy.
L'Oreal, I need some lights on.
I ain't see lights all in the store in a long time.
Order tissue. Tissue always.
They be taking it.
Wax doesn't use tissue, so don't worry about that.
I use the paper. Maybe.
Nah, he the man up in there too. I don't know. We might gotta see what's happening. Bradley is joining the conversation.
Bradley.
But, let me get back to work. I'll holler at y'all.
Zero.
Bye, AJ. Thank you. That was so sweet. Next time, bring flowers.
What's up, L'Oreal? Gorgeous.
Uh-oh, Bradley. Uh-oh, AJ got competition.
Oh, wait.
This is amazing.
What's up, Wax? Oh,
what's up, my brother? Peace.
Hey, man, I might be the only person who understands your analogies between cars and women, man. I'm a mechanic, so I get it. Man,
thank you, brother. They
don't understand, man.
You know, I do get a lot of people who hit me like later on in the DMs and stuff and be like, yo, man, I'm going back to the show. And I'm going through what you said, and it makes sense now. And I'm like, yo, I live life experience. That's why I talk the way I talk.
Live it, my brother, live it.
He only got a car, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I got two cars, actually. I'm on a bus.
I was talking about wax.
Oh, see?
I was talking about wax, but now you had to, you know.
What the fuck? He's like, hey, man.
My bad.
Well, at least we know you got two cars.
Early.
Can Wax borrow one of them?
Yeah, man. I ain't
he doing bad over there. With them.
Wax kind of big, man. He might not fit in either one of my trucks.
Damn. Wax?
I got a full-size F-150 and a Dodge. I don't think Wax would fit in either one of them.
Me neither.
I can. What,
he needs a clown car.
What you do for a living?
I'm a mechanic.
Oh,
I'm an auto mechanic. Yeah.
Oh, that's lit.
That's dope. Do you deal with boats too? Because it's just really an engine at the end of the day.
I've never done it, but I mean, I'm willing to take a shot on anything.
Peace.
Oh, that don't sound too good. It sounds like the Titanic.
I can try. Hey,
you won't learn if you don't try.
Not on mine.
That's very true. What you got going on in your life, Bradley?
Nothing, man. I'm a single man. I just got out of a long relationship, so I'm just taking it for what it is right now.
Damn, what happened?
How long? Yeah. What happened?
Just under 7 years.
Ouch.
And I don't know, man. For a while, I wasn't shit. And then we just kind of grew apart at the end of it.
Ouch. I'm afraid.
Because she wasn't shit for the beginning of it. So she probably was
pretty
still.
Pretty much. But yeah. At the same time, I told her that when we first met. I said I ain't shit. Yeah. I literally told her that. So, you know.
Yeah.
See, but a guy will say that and then his actions will show like that he wants you to do otherwise and then he's still doing the same bullshit. So
that
then
was
it's like,
what it was.
Yeah, I figured.
That's kind of what it was.
It is, but we also got to grow. Each girl going to keep us from the next girl before, so we all got to still grow in that situation. He would say he wasn't shit in the beginning. We get that, but towards the end when you're trying to be good, she start wilding or
She quit fucking me. That's what it was.
Because she didn't trust your ass. She knew you was fucking somebody else.
Nope. The last couple years, I was being good. She wasn't having it. I don't know what it was.
You think she was fucking somebody else?
Well, I mean, nah, she said she got a lot of, she had a lot of health issues.
Okay.
So she blamed it on her meds.
That's the first excuse that the person uses for cheats. Because it happened to me. That's what I'm saying. So,
yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
She blamed it on her meds, but I was just like, whatever, it is what it is.
Nah.
So, yeah, motherfuckers get the lion when it's some shit going on. They be like, oh, my health, I gained weight. Like, those are the key words that they cheating on your ass.
Hey, bro, if you can't get hard of the problem or you nut too early, use vibrators.
No, sir. No,
use
sir.
Use Bluetooth.
I got Bluetooth sitting in my top drawer, baby.
My guy. 9 hour meet.
I don't know about the rest of these cats, man. I ain't scared to use no toys in the bedroom, man. To make it more fun.
Well, now you don't have anyone to use it on. So what are you going to do with all that Bluetooth?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I got a couple options.
Why do you think he on the bus? It's always girls on the bus.
Nah, I'm on a bus by myself. It's just me and the driver, man. I'm escorting some buses back from Virginia to ATL.
Oh, peace.
Oh, so you worked on the buses.
Well, I'm just here in case they break down, but yeah.
Oh, dope.
Ah, that's dope.
You're getting money.
You get paid to just ride then.
Pretty much. A whole bunch of myself.
Yeah, lit. That's hella lit.
I had the flight yesterday.
Dope.
Okay, so, all right, how do we talk about one thing that we didn't talk about so far, and it was big news. Tory Lanez actually got charged in the shooting of Meg Thee Stallion. Now, some people kept saying, like, they didn't think that it was true because he didn't get charged, and now he did. So do y'all feel like this is going to change things for Tory Lanez? Do you feel like this is going to change things for Meg Thee Stallion? Like, what do you think is going to happen in this situation?
Tory Lanez's career is fucked.
Right. I think so, too. But I just seen some, like, he was with, like, Fuck Master Flex or something working like nothing ever happened.
You can say that, but his career is fucked. I think it's a lot more that we don't know, but I think just off the allegations alone, his career is fucked.
Yeah, him doing that to a woman is unbelievable.
Right.
That's almost as bad in my eyes as fucking rape allegations. You shot a woman, shit, that's just as bad.
You tried to kill her. If you would have missed.
Pretty much.
Ricochet, anything.
In that situation, if he had a missed, if he had a hit her, you know what I mean, she would have died. So,
yeah.
Ain't no telling how that shit would play out.
because he keeps saying that they're trying to frame him and that, you know, this is a whole ploy against him because she was the initiator is what, you know, they're trying to put the narrative out there as. I'm interested to see what his defense is going to be.
But I mean, even if she did instigate him and start the shit, that don't give you an excuse to draw no gun on a woman, bro. That's bullshit. That's bitch nigga shit.
Yeah.
Well, I seen mad different people out there and like a lot of different things in the blogs, and they were actually trying to say she had the gun and it was her gun. And
she from Texas. I can believe it.
Right. So I think that's why a lot of people were starting to believe some of the things that Tory Lanez was saying because of those reports that was coming up on some of them certain blogs that were saying, like, you know, the gun didn't necessarily belong to him. But I first and foremost, like, I'm gonna have to take what the black woman is going to say first and foremost, because I do feel like it is difficult to come out and say anything, like, just as a woman, whether it's just like somebody talked to you wrong or called you a bitch, that's hard to come out and say. So to just like accuse a nigga out of nowhere of shooting you and it's not true, that just sounds a little bit far-fetched. Like, you're not just going to pick this one random nigga and be like, him, like, I just feel like it's so much more to the story and we'll be finding out about it.
Sure.
But
always protect the women and children. Always protect women and children.
You got to hear from the people, man, the other people that was in the car.
Right. And also, I also feel like how people are even talking about women. Like, y'all see how Donald Trump was talking about Kamala Harris? I feel like it's like a certain respect that you should have just for the fact that she's a woman and she's a disgusting like, I just don't like how, I don't know. I just feel like whenever it comes to black women, it's like anything goes when you're talking about her or whatever the case. Like, there's not a lot of defense.
Yeah, nah, some guys are just, they're just showing who they are. You know what I'm saying? You should be appreciative of the people who show exactly who they are. You know what I'm saying? When they act like that. Because it's not all of us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us do protect ours and love on ours. It's just
that's true.
But the ones that do show you who they are, let them be. Let them go ahead and announce themselves and show exactly who they are. That's even better for everybody. And put them in a place and show who they are. You know what I'm saying? And them the ones who's getting shut down anyway. They getting fucked up. And I wish I would see certain things or seeing somebody disrespecting a black woman around me. You gonna get it. And I know a lot of my people is the exact same way too. We don't play that. But it is these clowns out there, like the Trumps and the, whoever else who does it. Like, let them show who they are, man. We gonna get them.
They gonna get their car.
Yeah, but there's definitely a lot of us who like, yo, nah, we got y'all back though, for sure.
Anyway, so make sure that y'all sign up for Patreon if y'all want the exclusive content. Everything that you didn't hear in this episode, trust me, it's up on Patreon, all that and more. As y'all seen by now, we also have the one-on-ones with Wax.
Hot.
It's a bit of a struggle because he doesn't know what he's talking about ever, but they're pretty fucking hilarious.
Yeah, sometimes.
So you call and tell him your problems and he's just going to talk about whatever he feels like talking about, clearly. And I pray for those people. Hopefully they don't listen to you.
They actually do, man. I get a lot of people who be like, yo, I listen to your advice. It was out of the control and wild. But
and now I'm single, living in the street and butt naked with chickens.
But they're broken naked, but they got free.
It's and they go to HSBCUs.
HSBCUs.
They got accepted.
What would that even be, though? What would that be, though? HSBCUs. Historically.
Wax, you slipping in your old age. You can't come up with nothing for acronyms no more. All right, I'm L'Oreal.
You give it to me. You give
Bully
it
and
to
the
me.
Beast podcast. That's Wax. We're out of here.
High
Bye.
School, Black college. Peace.
Hey guys, Sean Hayes here. Jason Bateman, Will Arnett, and I had a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with not one, not two, but three presidents of the United States on our recent episode of Smartless. That's because President Biden, a returning guest, brought two of his favorite pals, former Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, all joined us for unforgettable conversation. It's a historic episode of Smartless as we pry into the minds of these remarkable leaders. We'll cover everything from their time in office, America's responsibilities in the world, and their personal passions in an episode full of some candid stories, insightful perspectives, and a few surprises along the way. Whether you're a political junkie or just curious about the inner workings of the Oval Office, this episode is a must listen. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to hear from three of the most influential figures in recent American history. Follow Smartless on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen to Smartless ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.